Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. You must get sick of hearing that. And let's crack on with today's first story. This story is from Poet of Tragedy, and it does come with an update, titled, My 18 Female, Boyfriend 20 Male, have been together for almost half a year. He hates my family and wants me to move out or else he will leave me. I, female 18, live in a well-off family. We're Albanian and Muslim, except we don't exactly practice it too much. We fast, but we don't always eat halal, cover up, pray or go to the mosque often. However, I'm not allowed to date under any circumstance. My boyfriend, male 20, knows this. We've been a couple since October, but we became official in December-ish. He hates my family and thinks they're controlling and strict. My parents, 40 female and 48 male, don't want me to be fully independent until I'm married, which is fine because I love the idea of marrying young. My boyfriend is fine with me wanting to get married soon, but not with my parents not giving me independence. He's going to a university in Ohio, and he convinced me to go to college, so I'll be starting in September. I was probably just going to take another gap year. Also, my parents are fully paying for my college and any related expenses, as they don't want me to be in debt. My dad's philosophy is that he wants me to start at zero, so I can show him what I can do. My boyfriend also knows this. Last night, him and I argued over my family. He said they're abusive and controlling. I told them, well, yes, they control me with some things and can see my purchases and still lecture me if I spend too much at a plant nursery. I have gained a lot of freedom through their trust. My boyfriend wants me to go to college far away, but I can't move out until marriage. I also can't afford to leave, as leaving would require me to take out a loan, and I don't want to be in debt to go to school. I also already lost that battle, as I got accepted to a uni in Ohio. This was before I met my boyfriend, and my parents fought it hard until I eventually said fuck it and just didn't go to college altogether. There were other reasons why too, but they aren't relevant. My boyfriend told me he'd pay for my bus ticket to bring me down to him if I would just leave and make the cops force my parents to give me my legal documents. I could never call the police on my parents. They don't abuse me and they treat me well. Hell, we're all going to Hawaii in May. They work hard to provide for me, and while yes, I have lots of money saved up, I cannot afford rent or a home in my area. I told him, if he was here, I could confront them and tell them to let me be more independent. I'd feel more comfortable if he was next to me. However, running away all alone and getting the law involved and leaving to a state that I know no one but him is just too much for me to even think about. I can't even live with him for long because his roommates wouldn't be happy. I'm also $1,000 to $3,000 plus deep in my bonsai and plant hobby. I spent countless hours with these plants and I can't take them all with me on a bus. I also can't bare root some of them as they will die. I also have fish, which I also can't take over the border. I love my plants and they are my children. My mental health hasn't been good, so I've lost some, but I still love them. I can't leave them behind and let my family throw them out. I told my boyfriend this, but he said we could buy new ones if it just meant I left. I told him new plants will never replace my old ones and that I've had for years and I can't buy back the time I spent. He got tired and said it's either I leave home or he leaves. I asked why I just can't do things the way that won't throw a bomb into my family since he wants to marry me anyways, and he said he doesn't want to talk with my family and doesn't think they'll let me be independent anyways. I know they will, however, because that's how it works and worked with my mum. I love my boyfriend. He's helped me so much and always supported me. He even helped me realize I was assaulted and is always there for me. I want to spend the rest of my life with him, and he feels the same, but he doesn't want to stick around if I stay in my home. I told him I understand that, but told him if he leaves, I'll find someone who understands my situation and will stay regardless. I honestly don't know what to do. And we've got some comments, and then we got a full update on this post as well. But we're going to start straight away with JL Wood 1985, who says, "You've been official with someone for a hair over 2 months and are talking about marriage and potentially ending ties with your family and religion, and he's given you ultimatums. Read that sentence a few times. If it sounds like a good idea, no advice Reddit can give you is going to help. Getting married too fast ends badly extremely often. You literally don't know 90% of this person's habits, characteristics, behaviors, loyalty, etc. And he's already given you hard ultimatums about your family." TCD says, "It kind of sounds like you know that leaving your family, fish, plants, and home for him is a terrible idea, and you just want validation. Here it is. Leaving your family, fish, plants, and home for this guy is a terrible idea. You two have been together less than a year. It sounds like, unless you meant October, December 2020. That's way too soon to be leaving everything you know and love for him. It's also way too soon for him to be laying down these kinds of ultimatums. Quite honestly, I think he might be more in love with the idea of you than in love with you. If he loved you, not the idea but the person, he'd be willing to go long distance for a year or find some other compromise. Also, it sounds like he's made a ton of assumptions about your family, based off the fact they are Muslim. Maybe I'm off base here, but your parents don't sound bad at all, and yet he's got this idea he created that they're terrible controlling assholes. But he won't face them with you to discuss the idea of you moving to another country. That's sketchy. I don't like you," says, "Is this a joke? This has to be a joke, right? Right? You're 18, your boyfriend is 20, you all are barely adults. You've been together for 6 months and he's asking you to move out or he'll leave. Okay, bye. Dump and move on." Snorty Dog says, "Red flags, let him leave. He's convinced you to go to school, with him no less, meaning you'll have a large financial burden if cut off by your family. Plus, you'll constantly be under his watch. To want to move with him out of state. Now he wants to cut off your family. This dude is a creep. It 100% sounds like he's setting you up to be as vulnerable as possible with only him to rely on. None of this is normal for a relationship that's barely on its feet. Best case scenario, it looks worse than it is and he doesn't plan on trapping you in an abusive relationship, but he has no respect for you, your family or culture. He's decided he hates your family in barely 6 months and now is demanding you also have a strained relationship with them because they make things inconvenient for him. That's unbelievably selfish. He doesn't care about your feelings or your love for your family. He doesn't care about understanding or being empathetic towards the cultural differences between you. He doesn't have to like them to understand that it isn't malevolent. He just cares about what he wants and what's beneficial for him. He sounds like a douchebag, at least, or a serious abuser at worst. Let him go now before you get yourself trapped." One more comment from Wraith of Mayo, who says, "This has multiple layers to it that makes it a complex situation. The first question is what you want. Do you want to leave your family? It doesn't seem like you do, so that is the first answer. The next question is why. Because of the financial loss, because of the fear of reprisal, or because you deeply care for them and want to be with them? The former reasons indicate an unhealthy dynamic between you and your parents, while the latter is genuine and valid. The next reason is about how your boyfriend approached the situation. I'm not a big fan of ultimatums, and this is definitely one. He is not required to be in this relationship with you, and by extension, your family. But to try and control you with a relationship like this seems pretty hypocritical at best. So what do you want? To be with your family? If so, do you trust that this is the healthiest path for you? If so, tell your boyfriend and let him decide how he wants to handle that decision. Don't make a decision on an ultimatum." Now, let's cover these edits before the main update. Edits. "A lot of people think he wants to control me. I don't believe this is the case, as he's trying to get me to be independent on my own and have a life outside of him. However, I do feel like I need to talk about this in a different way. He also did not want to get married young. However, he's willing to compromise because he wants me in his life.
Edit 2. He told me if I moved down with him, I don't have to go to college. He said he'd teach me how to weld. I'm going for welding, so I can get a job and support myself. Edit 3. This blew up a lot more than I expected. I'm tired from work, but will start responding in the morning. I'm a very clingy person by nature, and he gets worried about it, saying he doesn't want me to be codependent on him or anything of the sort. My parents aren't big fans of therapy, which my boyfriend desperately wants me to go to, and he'd rather I go to college so I can make friends and not rely on him as much. Only reason why he said he'd teach me to weld is so I can get a job without having to pay for college, since that's an issue I mentioned. It does come off as him being a bad person, but him and I met while I was in a narcissistic relationship dynamic, and he was one of the few people who tried to get me out of it. I'm his girlfriend and first relationship in general. I mentioned this post and told him what people are saying, but I don't want to show him yet as I know it will hurt him. He went about this in a bad way, but I find it hard to believe he wants to control me. He originally wanted to wait until his 30s to get married and have kids, and I'm the one who opened him up to the idea of a young marriage. He also lost one of his best friends to a controlling boyfriend. And now for the update. I would like to thank everyone for commenting. I've had a rough week at work, and the amount of comments was overwhelming. I made that post as a means to maybe get a solution for compromise or something, but instead I got a lot of people saying he wants to control me. I find that hard to believe, but one commenter mentioned that I might have been venting to him about my parents. He's never met them, so obviously his opinion on them depends on what I've been saying. First, I'll explain why I believe he's not controlling. I've been in a controlling and abusive relationship, and my boyfriend is the exact opposite of him. Since him and I met, he used to talk to me until the unholy hours of the morning to get me to be my own person. I really liked this guy who was a narcissist and was willing to change myself to fit what his version of a girlfriend was. My boyfriend hated this. He told me this is how someone gets abused and tried to get me to leave. Now that we're dating, I asked him if there's anything about me he doesn't like. He said he loves every bit of me and doesn't want me to change at all. I asked if I should wear other clothes. He said to just wear what I feel the most comfortable in. He's a big teddy bear and just wants to help me. He wants me in therapy because I do have a very rough past and he wants to get me the help I need. This is how the argument started. My parents aren't big supporters of mental health or therapy. There's no way for me to hide it long term either, as they look at our insurance and can see what I buy on my debit and credit cards. If I take out cash constantly, it will look suspicious too. They can see my location as well. He knows this and doesn't like my parents very much because of it. A lot of people think it's bad he wants to marry me young. He actually wanted to marry in his 30s. We already had the marriage, kids, politics, and religion talk at the beginning of our relationship in case if anything was a deal breaker. I told him waiting until I'm 30 to get married is something I'm looking for, but we compromised to the summer after he graduates college. I wasn't planning on going at this time. I also will not rely on our marriage so I don't get deported. I'm a duo citizen. I'm both Canadian and American. I can live and work in both countries. I'm planning on moving to the States after marriage anyways. Now with that out of the way, I did show him a few comments. Not everything, as I know if he read it all, he'd be upset and feel like I'm accusing him of abusing me. I hate to see him sad, and I assured him I don't feel like he's controlling me or abusing me. I feel like myself around him, and he's the greatest guy I've ever dated. I'm his first girlfriend, so he's still learning how to be in a relationship. It's a learning curve for both of us, and I'm not used to being in a relationship that's not as toxic as a waste field. He apologized for what he said and told me if I truly want to stay with my family, I can. He won't leave me and just wants me to be happy. He has ADHD, and his current hyperfixation is item labeled, so I sent him one of their YouTube videos to cheer him up. I may just introduce him to my parents eventually, and if they don't accept him, I will leave on my own terms. Now, what do you guys make of this one? What do you make of that update as well? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Story. This story comes from a throwaway account titled "The woman, 28 female, I am seeing, non-exclusive, left the party with another man in front of me, 27 male. Now she is calling me again." And there's a couple of updates on this one as well. So, we have been dating non-exclusively for about a month now. We went to this party together. I drove and I was going to remain sober as I had to drive us back too. Around 2 hours into the party, she suddenly came towards me with a guy in tow and told me she would be leaving with him tonight and I didn't have to worry about her. She stood for almost a minute after telling me this and kept looking back at me till she was out of view. I was of course very disappointed as I really liked her, but well, what can you do? But she called me 2 days later and asked if I wanted to hang out. I was confused, but I didn't really say anything except I am busy, maybe later. She said, "Cool, let me know when you are free and we will schedule something." I don't know Reddit. Why would she call me afterwards? Technically, she didn't do anything wrong, but what she did obviously hurt me. She must know that. Then why call me afterwards? Any advice? And we're moving straight into update one, so said, "So the general consensus among the comments I read before going out, it was 100 comments till then, was that I shouldn't talk to her, but I really wanted to talk to her and get her side. There were two reasons. Firstly, I was genuinely surprised with this behaviour of hers, as this is not how she behaves normally, and secondly, I really like her, so I decided to meet her for a cup of coffee. When we met, I told her how hurtful her actions were that night, and although we were not exclusive, that's not how to treat someone you like. She was very apologetic and told me that she didn't hook up with the guy, and he just gave her a ride till her home. She showed me a text she sent him around 45 minutes after she left the party, where she told him, 'Thanks for the ride.' Then she told me that she just wanted me to say something to her or stop her. Anything to show that I was interested in going official with her. But when I didn't say anything, she just decided to go home. So then I asked, 'Why not ask me?' And then she went on a mini rant of sorts. She said she asked the last guy to go exclusive after 3 weeks of dating. He called her insecure and clingy and laughed at her for being out of touch of the dating realities. She also said that he told her no one would exclusive before 2 months, so she is just playing herself by hoping for exclusivity so early. She obviously broke up with him, but she told me that his words have obviously stayed with her. And when she and I didn't discuss exclusivity, even after 1 month, she feared that history was repeating itself again. So she was desperate for any sign of my interest. She also says she didn't want to come off as clingy or insecure without getting any sign from me. That's why she didn't initiate the exclusivity conversation with me. She does seem to be very sorry and wants us to continue dating exclusively. I am torn right now. I obviously like her and want to see where it goes, but I am also hurt. But then everyone makes a mistake sometimes. Does that mean I should ignore our obvious chemistry and potential? Oh, and also she was pretty drunk that night, so that didn't help too. I have asked till Friday to tell her my decision. Any advice?" Update 2. So I just came back after having dinner with her. I asked her to be my girlfriend and she accepted it instantly, lol, so that's settled. Also, I told her to refrain from any games and testing in the future and just talk to me if she has any issues and doubts, and she agreed. I reminded her that although we had a rough start to our relationship, we can make the next phase a much smoother one if we just agree to communicate, even on the difficult issues, and she was in complete agreement. Since it was our first date as officially boyfriend and girlfriend, I thought not to push the issue and then went for dinner to her favourite sushi place. I still can't eat well with chopsticks, so I had to call for a fork while she ate sushi with chopsticks like a boss. Lol. So that was the update. We are exclusive boyfriend and girlfriend now, and I am really happy. Thank you for all who have made me realise that waiting till Friday was futile. And we've seen it so many times in these stories where, you know, people try to test each other in relationships. The biggest one was when the girlfriend got invited round to the house, and one of the brothers put a hand on her leg or something like that. That was an absolutely wild one. And it's hard to put yourself in someone's shoes who's, you know, actually gone through this. But I think if that was me and I was at that party, imagine, what was she expecting you to do? You know, you're walking out with another guy to confront this man in front of everyone at this party and suddenly start battling in this party setting. I don't know. Don't go with that man. Have me instead. Gee whiz. What happened to just being nice to each other? Being kind? Where are those days gone? Sometimes I feel like I'm on another fucking planet, but let me know your thoughts on this story in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories. As always, your love, support and time means the absolute world to this channel and to me, of course. Thank you so much. Thank you to all the new members who've been getting involved recently as well. It's absolutely amazing. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today will be a good day. Okay, I know that today will be.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.